Chapter 37. Jesus speaks to Saul. Saul was upset because Stephen died with courage and a strong faith. Saul wondered if Stephen was truly guilty. But the arguments of the priests and rulers finally satisfied Saul. He believed that Stephen had spoken against the Most High God. Saul believed that Jesus was the deceiver. The priests also led Saul to believe that the leaders of the nation were right. Saul was a man with a strong will and strong purpose. He decided that the priests and rulers had done no wrong. Saul became bitter in his fight against people who believed in Jesus. His eagerness led him to persecute all Christians. Saul caused holy men to be dragged before the councils. These holy men were put in prison or killed for one reason only: their faith in Jesus. At one time, James and John had shown the same spirit of revenge. James and John wanted Jesus to call fire down from heaven to burn the people who were rude to Jesus and laughed at him. Saul planned to travel to Damascus on personal business. But Saul decided also to look for Christians on the way. He took with him letters from the high priest to be read in the synagogues. The letters gave Saul permission to arrest people who were thought to be believers in Jesus. Saul was to send the believers to Jerusalem to be tried and punished. Messengers were to take the prisoners to Jerusalem. Paul began his trip full of strength and enthusiasm. The Vision of Jesus. After a long trip, the tired travelers came near Damascus. Saul saw green fields, beautiful gardens, and trees heavy with fruit. Cool streams ran through the fields and gardens. The travelers were happy to see this beauty after having spent days traveling over dry, empty deserts. While Saul and his friends looked at the beautiful land, suddenly, a light, brighter than the sun, flashed around Saul. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. "I am Jesus, whom you persecute," the voice said. Saul's friends were afraid. They were almost blinded by the light. Saul's friends heard the voice, but saw no person. But Saul, lying on the ground, understood the words spoken and clearly saw Jesus standing before him. One look, and Saul would always remember that glorious being. With great force, Saul understood the meaning of Jesus' words. Jesus showed Saul his mistakes. Saul understood that he was only imagining he was serving God by persecuting the believers. Saul now understood that he was really doing the work of Satan. Saul saw how foolish he had been to put his complete trust in the priests and rulers. The priests' sacred position had influenced Saul. Saul believed the priests when they said the story of the resurrection was a lie made up by the disciples. Jesus now opened Saul's mind, and Saul's mind acted very quickly. Saul understood the prophecies of the scriptures. He saw that the rejection, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus had been foretold by the prophets. The prophecies of these prophets proved Jesus was the promised Messiah. Saul remembered Stephen's speech just before Stephen died. Saul realized that Stephen had seen the glory of God when Stephen said, "I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." The priests said Stephen had spoken terrible words against God. Now Saul knew that Stephen had truly seen the kingdom of glory. Great truth had been shown to Saul, the persecutor. Now Saul knew for sure that the Messiah had come to earth as Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus had been rejected and crucified by the people he came to save. Saul knew also that Jesus had risen from the dead and gone to heaven. In that moment of truth, Saul remembered that he had helped kill the holy Stephen. Saul also remembered with terror that he also had sent many other followers of Jesus to a cruel death. Afraid and astonished, Saul asked, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Saul had no doubt that Jesus of Nazareth, the Redeemer of Israel, was the one who spoke to him. Jesus answered and said to Saul, "Get up and go into the city, where you will be told what you must do." Saul stood up as soon as the glorious light was gone. Now Saul was totally blind. The brightness of Jesus' glory was too strong for Saul's eyes. Everything was black to Saul. Saul believed that his blindness was punishment from God for persecuting God's people. In terrible darkness, Saul started to walk. Saul could not see where to go. Then Saul's friends, in fear and amazement, led him by the hand to Damascus. Sent to the church. Jesus told Saul, "Go into the city, where you will be told what you must do." Jesus sent Saul to the people of his church. These church people were to tell Saul about his future work. Jesus had shown Saul that what Saul was doing was wrong. Now Saul was humbled. He was ready to learn from the people God had chosen to teach his, God's, truth. In this way, Jesus put his approval on the authority of his organized church. Jesus brought Saul to God's representatives on earth. Heavenly light had blinded Saul. But Jesus, the great healer, did not immediately return Saul's sight. All blessings are from Jesus. But now, Jesus had a church to represent himself on earth. Now the work of teaching other people about God belonged to the church. The same men Saul had planned to destroy were to teach Saul about the religion he had hated and persecuted. Saul prayed for 3 days in the house of Judas in Damascus. Saul ate nothing. His faith was tested. Saul was totally blind and had no idea of what he was to do. Jesus sent Saul to Damascus, where he, Saul, would be told what to do. Saul prayed earnestly to God. There was a Christian in Damascus named Ananias. He had a vision. The Lord said to him, "Ananias." "Here I am, Lord," he answered. The Lord said to him, "Get ready and go to the straight street, and at the house of Judas, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and place his hands on him so that he might see again." Acts 9, verse 10 to 12. Ananias could hardly believe the words of the angel. The news of Saul's persecution of the believers at Jerusalem had spread far and near. Ananias argued with the heavenly messenger, "Lord, many people have told me about Saul and about all the terrible things he has done to your people in Jerusalem. And he has come to Damascus with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who worship you." The Lord said to Ananias, "Go, because I have chosen him, Saul, to serve me, to make my name known to the Gentiles and kings and to the people of Israel." Acts 9, verse 13 to 15. Ananias obeyed. Ananias went to the house of Judas and found Saul, the man who had recently threatened all people who believed on the name of Jesus. "Brother Saul," Ananias said, "the Lord has sent me, Jesus himself, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here. He sent me so that you might see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." At once, something like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he was able to see again. He stood up and was baptized. Acts 9, verse 17-18. Jesus gives us an example here as to how to work for the salvation of people. Jesus could have done all this work by himself. Jesus' plan is for his people to help other people know of God's love. God had an important work for the men whom he had authorized to work on earth for him. His blessings were to come through them. The disciples taught Saul. As Saul studied the law, he saw himself a sinner. Saul learned that Jesus was the author and foundation of the true religion from the time of Adam. Saul clearly understood that Jesus was not only the author, but the finisher of the faith. Jesus proves the truth and fulfills the prophecies. Saul had thought that Jesus was trying to destroy the law of God. But now Saul's spiritual understanding was clearer. Then Saul saw that Jesus was the creator of the Jewish sacrifices, and that Jesus came into the world to protect the law of God. Saul understood that the sacrificial lamb had always represented Jesus' future death on the cross for the sins of people. Now Jesus had died, and the sacrificial system had ended. Saul thought he had been keeping the moral law. But now Saul understood the moral law, and he saw himself as a sinner. Saul became a student of the disciples. As Saul understood the law, he saw himself a sinner. He learned that Jesus was the author and foundation of God's people from the time of Adam. Saul clearly understood that Jesus is the finisher of the faith and that Jesus justifies the truth and fulfills the prophecies. Saul thought that Jesus had canceled the law of God. Saul's spiritual understanding was touched by God's finger. Then Saul learned that Jesus was the creator of the Jewish sacrifices. He learned that Jesus came into the world to protect the law of God. Saul understood that the sacrificial lamb had always represented Jesus' future death on the cross for the sins of people. Finally, Saul clearly understood that Jesus had come. Jesus had died, and now the sacrificial system had ended. From persecutor to apostle. Saul's name was changed to Paul. Acts 13, verse 9. Paul was baptized by Ananias in the river of Damascus. He was then strengthened by food. Immediately, Paul began to preach Jesus to the believers in Damascus. These believers were the very people Paul had come to destroy. Paul also taught in the Jewish meeting places. He proved from prophecy that Jesus, who had died on the cross, was the Son of God. Paul's education and experience as a teacher and as a Pharisee were now very useful to him in preaching the gospel and strengthening the cause he once tried to destroy. The power of God was with Paul's work. Paul's preaching from the prophecies was so strong that his enemies were confused and not able to answer him. The Jews were completely surprised by Paul's change of faith. The Jews knew about Paul's high position at Jerusalem. The Jews also knew that Paul had authority from the high priest to seize the believers of Jesus and send them to Jerusalem. Now, Paul was in Damascus, preaching the gospel of Jesus. Paul was strengthening the believers and bringing new people into the faith that he had fought against. Paul let everyone know that his change of belief was based on powerful facts. Paul's change was not a sudden, unreasonable change of feeling. As Paul preached to the people, his own faith grew stronger. Paul's eagerness for everyone to know that Jesus was the Son of God increased. The Jewish priests began to hate Paul the same way they hated Jesus. Paul's life was in danger, so he could not stay long in Damascus. Preparation for service. Paul received a message from God telling him to leave Damascus for a while. Paul went into Arabia. Here, in the quietness of the desert, Paul had time to be alone with God, to search his own heart, and feel deeply sorry for his sins. Paul prepared himself by prayer and study for a work that seemed to him too great and too important for him to do. Paul was an apostle, not chosen by men, but chosen by God. The Lord had plainly told Paul that his, Paul's work, would be among the Gentiles. While Paul was in Arabia, he had no contact with the apostles in Jerusalem. Paul prayed earnestly. He was determined not to rest until he knew that he was accepted of God and that his great sin was forgiven. Paul would not give up until he knew that Jesus would be with him in his new ministry. Paul always had problems with his eyes as a result of seeing Jesus' glory. Paul desired to always remember the promise of Christ's grace. Paul had a close connection with heaven. Jesus talked with Paul and established him in his new faith. Jesus gave Paul wisdom and grace.